William burst through the back door on Monday afternoon.
Did you bring the surprise?
He dropped his book bag on the table and began to pace back and forth.
You look like a horse at the starting gate,
she said with a laugh.
Of course I did. It's in the attic.
William turned to run up the back stairs, but she stopped him.
Wait, I want to be with you when you first see it.
All right, but hurry up. I've been thinking about it all day.
Mrs. Phillips went ahead of him. When they reached the second floor, she stopped in front of the door to the attic.
Now, close your eyes, and I'll lead you up. It was too big a thing to wrap.
He put his hand into her large, wrinkled one and allowed himself to be led up the last few steps like a baby. At the top, she squeezed his hand and let it go.
You may look now, William.
You brought it!
He cried, gazing down on the enormous stone and wooden castle she had told him about ever since he was little.
It's yours, William. I'm giving it to you.
Forever?
Yes. It's my goodbye present.
Then I don't want it.
He sat down on the top step with his back to her and the castle.
Even if you don't take it, I will be leaving, William. I hope I don't have to drag it back to England with me. It belongs here with you now.
Why?
William asked without turning around.
I haven't been reading you King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table all these years for nothing.
She poked him in the arm, but he didn't answer.
It's more than that. I know that you are the right person for it. You have the kind of gentle soul that accepts the rules of chivalry. If you hadn't turned out the way you did, William, I would never have entrusted the castle to you. I wouldn't give it to just anybody.
Her voice seemed to get smaller, as if the words were having a hard time finding their way out, and he wondered if she was going to cry. What did she mean by all that stuff about a gentle soul? She seemed to think he was special or something. He didn't like it that he cried too easily and was smaller than the other kids in his class, if that's what she meant by gentle.
All right, show it to me.
We'll start at the drawbridge,
she explained, moving around to one side of the castle wall.
Got to do this thing properly.
Down on their hands and knees, with their heads close together, they first inspected the defenses of the castle.
You pull this lever to lower the drawbridge,
she said, reaching down inside the front tower of the gatehouse.
Then this chain raises the portcullis, that metal grating just beyond the double wooden doors.
I know what a portcullis is.
I'll take away the wooden bar that holds the doors while you work the chain.
William reached inside and pulled, the links of the chain rubbing back and forth between his thumb and index finger. The metal grill disappeared into the wall above.
Good. We are inside. I'll give you the grand tour.
With their eyes and fingers, they walked through the lower floor first, opening wooden doors and peering into the round tower rooms of the gatehouse, then across the open courtyard to the stable. If he put his head right inside the courtyard, William could see into the empty stalls.
This is the armory,
Mrs. Phillips explained as she pulled open the small door beyond.
The weapons are kept here.
Shields, lances, and swords were attached to the walls.
The kitchen doors slide back. To the left is the buttery, where food and drink are kept cold. And to the right is the scullery, where the dishes are washed up. That door in the corner opens to the tower stairs that lead up to the master chambers.
The kitchen has a fireplace,
William said, pleased.
All the main rooms do. Look at the great hall.
She slid open the door across the courtyard. On either side of the fireplace, the walls of the large banquet hall were draped with cloth tapestries. Up above, William could just see the minstrels' gallery, where troubadours and jesters sang to entertain the lords and ladies dining below.
Feel those round circles of metal around the corner?
He nodded.
If you pull on those, the door to the chapel will open. You can see it from this side through the stained glass window.
He pulled, and like magic, the door opened. He ran his finger across the cold stone floor.
Now for the second floor. Both of the rear towers have staircases that lead to the upper chambers, and also on the left and right to the wall walk. These two roof sections lift off,
she said, picking them up to reveal the upper story rooms.
On this side, you see the minstrels' gallery, and then down into the great hall. The other side is the master bedchamber.
What's this little room?
William asked, poking his finger into a small space next to the bedchamber.
That's the wardrobe, where the clothes are kept. The two rooms over the armory and stable are smaller bedrooms for servants or children. You enter them through the master chamber or through the door from the allure, which is the correct name for the wall walk. And that's the end of the official tour.
William crawled all the way around the castle. He hooked one finger into an arrow loop, blew the dust off the staircases, fastened all the doors. At last, he sat back on his heels.
It's wonderful. It's an even better surprise than I thought it would be.
I knew you'd like it.
Are there any knights?
Just one, Mrs. Phillips said, pulling a small box out of the pocket of her sweater and handing it over.
Save him for later.
Why?
It's a family tradition. You're supposed to meet the Silver Knight on your own. My father made me do it that way,
she explained with a shrug.
You know me. I love rituals.
All right.
He put the box down in the middle of the courtyard, even though he wanted very much to open it. But he supposed she was right. For now, the castle was enough. He wanted her to know how much he liked it.
The castle's really wonderful,
he said again. She looked pleased.
Time to start dinner. It's just the two of us tonight. Your mother has a school board meeting, and your father went to look at a site.
Where did the castle come from? Tell me again,
William said at dinner. When they ate alone, they always sat in the kitchen. The checkered curtains, the yeasty smell of Mrs. Phillips's toast spread with Marmite, and the circle of light that the green-shaded lamp cast around them made William feel cozy in the big, creaky house. She did not settle into her seat until everything was in place on the table. Their plates, the salt and pepper, honey for her tea, ketchup for his noodles, and chocolate syrup for his milk.
I hate to get up in the middle of a meal.
You say that every night.
And I mean it every night.
She poured some honey into her tea. The floating spirals of gold slipped underneath the surface, one little circle after another.
Now about the castle. Every family has its own traditions that reach back into that family's history, into another time. Other people pass on Bibles or journals or old wedding dresses. My family has always passed on the castle. It goes back as far as my father's great-grandfather, and probably to before that, although we don't have certain proof of it.
She took a bite and chewed on it thoughtfully.
You remember when I went back to England last year?
William nodded, his mouth full.
I found the castle in my parents' house when my brother Richard and I were clearing it out. That's when I had it shipped to America.
All the way from Stow-on-the-Wold, England?
Said William. He used any excuse to roll that funny name around on his tongue.
Now all the way to River Edge Lane, Southbrook, New York, care of William Edward Lawrence, complete with drawbridge, chapel, armory, minstrel's gallery, and one silver knight. The tapioca pudding is in the icebox. None for me tonight.
He cleared the table and rinsed the plates.
What about the silver knight?
He asked, his voice raised over the running water.
Has he always been in the castle?
As far as I know. I think there might have been other soldiers originally, because my great-grandfather mentioned some in a letter about the castle. But I've never seen them. When I was a child, there was only the Silver Knight. There was some legend that was passed down about him. I remember bits and pieces of it. He was thrown out of his kingdom long ago by an enemy of some sort, and it's said that one day he'll come back to life and return to reclaim his land. But the whole time I played with the castle, he was as stiff and cold as lead.
William sat down again. He made paths in his pudding with his spoon before taking the first bite. He wasn't really listening to her story. The question of her leaving hung between them. It took up as much room at the table as he did.
Afterward,
he started, his voice almost choking on the word.
Will I have dinner alone on a night like this?
Oh, William.
When he looked up, he saw tears in her eyes.
Of course not. Don't you see? If I go now, your mother and father will spend more time with you. You and I, we're almost too close. It leaves other people out.
The castle doesn't make any difference,
said William, getting up.
I'm still going to figure out a way to make you stay.
Mrs. Phillips didn't say anything. He went upstairs to do his homework.